Vrindavan A, in Vrindavan, seeing Srimati Radharani overwhelmed with separation from Krishna, Govinda Viyog, groups of gopas and gopis sang with tears in their lotus eyes, Ashru. So Shashru means Sa Ashru, means with tears. It's combined two words in one, Shashru, Sa Ashru. With tears, Vilochan, in their eyes. So they were feeling Radharani's pain of separation from Govinda. So the gopis and gopas, they're identifying with the suffering of Radharani. And Radharani's suffering also made them suffer. So, empathizing and sympathizing with Radharani, they also started crying. Oh, our Radharani is so much feeling separation. Radharani also prays in separation in Jagannath Puri. She also prays, feeling intense separation from Govinda. Do you know that prayer? Yugayatam.
Yugayatam Vimishena Chakshusha Vishyatam Shunyayatam Jagatsaram Govinda Virahena.
Govinda Virahena me. Govinda Viraha. Govinda Viraha means Govinda Viyoga. Yoga means connection. V means without. Viyoga means no connection, no association. Govinda Viyoga means I'm without my Govinda. So then Radharani is feeling very unhappy. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna in the mood of Radhabhav. Radharani feeling separation from Krishna. Viraha. Viparlamba Bhav. So then she's praying, Yugayatam Nimeshena. Nimesha. Nimesha means a blink of an eye. A blink of an eye feels like a yuga. How long is a yuga?
12 years.
How long is a yuga? 12 years. Depends on which yuga it is. How long is Kali Yuga?
432,000 years.
432,000 years. How long is Satya Yuga?
17 lakhs.
Four times that, right? It's 4 times 432. So it's 1.72 million years. So sometimes yuga can mean Chatur Yuga. So Yugayita Nimeshena can mean Chatur. Chatur Yuga means four yugas. So you put all the four yugas together, Satya, Treta, Dwapara, and Kali. And that's about 4.3 million years. So one blink of an eye, Nimesha, without seeing Krishna, feels like 4 million years separation. Now that's inconceivable. Can't even count that far. Yugayatam Nimesha, Chakshusha, Chakshusha Pravishayatam. Pravishayatam means downpour, torrential downpour from her eyes, Chakshush, Pravashayatam. The rain was falling from Radha's eyes like monsoon, heavy, heavy monsoon, torrents of rain. Why? Why so much suffering, so much tears of unhappiness? Because being separated from Krishna for one moment. When Radharani separated from Krishna, Govinda Viraha, she feels like one moment of separation to be like millions of years. And when she's with Krishna, when Radharani's with Krishna and dancing in the Rasa dance, Krishna understands that the gopis, they want that night to really stretch for a long time. So then Krishna stretches the night and makes the night go for one day of Brahma. That's a long night. Very long night. That night becomes millions and billions of years and hours. But when the gopis are with Krishna, when Radharani is with Krishna, spending millions of years with Krishna, the time flies, as they say. Time, when we say in English, time flies when you're having
fun.
And when you're sick and you're miserable, time crawls. Time inches along like an inchworm. It goes very slow. You say, oh, I have a fever, I feel so bad. What time is it? Oh, it's 1 o'clock. And You know, I feel so bad. It's 1:30. 1:30. Feels like 10 years since the last time I looked at the clock. When you're really suffering, time goes really slow. Everyone's had the experience. You're suffering from some disease or cold or fever or whatever. And it seems, but when you're having good time, oh, it's time, we just got to Radhika, no, it's time to go. Back, Cinderella gets out of the chariot and back to the kitchen. Drops her glass slipper. So, this is how they feel, that when they're with Krishna for millions of years, the time passes in 1 second. They feel like, oh my, Krishna, the sun's already coming up. It flies by in 1 second. So now, this is a situation. Krishna's waking up. The cows have already gone out to graze in the morning. And Krishna's still sleeping. It means he's a gopa. He's Gopal, the protector of the cows, the caretaker of the cows. He's Govinda. And the cows have left without him. It's like your car going to work without you. Imagine you come out to go to work and your car is already gone. And there's a note on the wall, I've gone to work. You're late. So the cows are Krishna's, that's his work. His work is the cows. And the cow says, oh, you're late. Why are you sleeping so long? You were late in rasa dancing, came back so late and tired and you can't sleep and your legs hurt. Forget it, we're going without you. So because cows, you must have seen in the village, cows, they know their way out of the village, they know their way to the pasture, and they know their way back. Many times I've seen cows, they wander out. And even at Brijvasi, sometimes I've seen they let their cow go out. They open the gate and jow. And the cow goes out, wanders all around, does madhukari, begs a little food here and there, goes to Jamuna here, there, drinks some Jamuna. Then sees all the sun setting, oh, it's time to go back home. And the cow walks right back. And you'll be walking down the street sometimes in Vrindavan, because I've been seen with my eyes. And you see this cow going on this, and he turns, and there's some steps. He goes, bloop, right in the door, like somebody lives there. There's two wooden doors, and the cow kind of hits the side because they're quite wide in girth. And somehow the cow makes its way in there, because the cow also lives there. And little boy lives there, little girl, and the husband and wife, and the cow, the family cow. And the cow walks in and goes to his little room and sits there, and then they come and milk the cow, whatever. So these cows, they think, okay, Krishna, if you're not taking us, we go by ourselves. So they went out early in the morning. Then Mother Yashoda gently roused her son. Pani Talena, Pani means her hand, Pani Talena Mandam. Mandam means very softly, Pani Tal. She roused her sleeping son with the palm of her hand, softly saying, Mandam, Mandam means softly saying, Govinda Dam, oh Govinda, Govinda Damodar, Mada. You can try to imagine this. This is called Vatsalya Bhav, parental affection, motherly love, a mother's love for a child. A child, Krishna doesn't go to school, but sometimes the mothers, they have to wake their children to go to school, especially before they get interested in learning. Maybe Kaveri gets up before that, I don't know. Maybe not. Sometimes you get interested in learning, you rise on your own. But sometimes you just like to make your mother serve you. So then you pretend you're not interested. Oh, I don't want to get up. Just to relish the ras of having your mother wake you. That's also a ras. And after a few years you won't have that anymore, because you'll be waking your own kids. And they'll be pretending to sleep like you did, just so they can relish the ras of you waking them up. You know, it'll go like this. I remember the transition. My mother used to have to wake me up for some time, and then after a certain time I got a taste for learning. And then I would get up before she came in. Oh, you're already up. I said, yeah. I'm ready to go. I want to go to school. Let me out of here. Change of pace. So it happens sometimes. Now Krishna, he doesn't go to school, but he goes out with the cows. So his mother is waking him up, like waking him up for school, waking him up for his duty, his dharma, his Vaishya dharma, caring for the cows. Krishigorakshavanijam. Krishna says in Gita that the vanijam, the Vaishya, their duty is Krishigorakshavanijam. Krishigoraksha. Krishi means land. They're supposed to do agriculture, farming, Krishi, Goraksha, and protect the cows. And they do trading and banking, other things. But they were gopas, they were gwals. They were Goshta. He was Goshtaraj. Brajendranandan was known as Goshtaraj. He was the king of the Goshtas. Goshtas means the pastures, pasturing grounds. So his wealth, his property was cows. And his wealth was cows. He had 9 lakhs of cows. He didn't have any land. The land was all free grazing territory. It was all belonged to Krishna, to whoever, to Bhagavan. So the cows would go here and there and graze everywhere. He didn't have any fenced-in property or anything like that. So she's gently rousing her sleeping son with the palm of her hand, softly saying. So all the words here are soft, gentle. It's all very much, there's tenderness here. There's tenderness here, there's affection. This is the mother has so much tenderness and affection for her child. So it's coming out in this song. This song is compiled by Bilva Mangala Thakur, famous Bilva Mangala. Govinda Damodar Stotram. Basic idea of this song is that everyone is chanting. Govinda Damo Dharamaraveti, Govinda Damo Dharamaraveti. The sages are chanting, the gopas are chanting, Govinda Damo Dharamaraveti. Yashoda is chanting and Radha is chanting, Govinda Damo Dharamaraveti. Narad and other munis are too chanting, Govinda Damo Dharamaraveti, Govinda Damo Dharamaraveti. With long matted hair, Dirga Kesh, the color of coral, Prabal means coral, and Shobha, of course, Shobha, this translation says color, but actually means not the color of coral, but the Shobha means the radiance or the shine, you know, radiance, you know, Shobha?
Shobha.
Shobha means like tage.
Effulgence.
So their hair, it wasn't that they had red hair per se, but their hair had that kind of look. And their bodies purified by eating only leaves and water and air. Vata means air, ambu means water. Parnashana means eating. Parna means grass. So that's quite a rich diet they're eating. Very heavy bhog. Leaves and water and air. The sages sit beneath the trees. That sounds about right. Mule means root. Tarana means tree. Patanti means beneath. They relax. That's a good way to do it. Sit under a tree and chant Hare Krishna. Sages aren't too busy with the clinic. They don't have to go to the clinic. And they don't have to go to the office. They just sit under the tree and eat the leaves. When the leaves fall from the tamarind tree, they eat the tamarind leaves. Right? And then they get thirsty. The river's right there. They're on the bank of the Yamuna, so they just drink a little water. And then pass their time. They say, Govinda Damo Dharamaraveti, Govinda Damo Dharamaraveti, Govinda Damo Dharamaraveti. After speaking these words, the ladies of Braj, Brajastri, who were so attached to Krishna, their mind, manasa, Krishna Vishikta Manasa, their minds were attached. They felt extremely agitated by their imminent separation from him. They forgot all worldly shame. Visrijya Lajam means that they threw away all shame, all kinds of considerations. Any kind of sense of embarrassment or smasuswaram with their own loudly suswaram, very beautiful voices. Suswara can mean loud, but it also can mean very beautiful. Because generally, ladies are famous worldwide as having very beautiful voices. And there's a famous Greek story of Ulysses, the sailor, and he went by some island, And there are all these sirens. They call them sirens. Sirens means like Gandharvas in Greek mythology. Siren, we say police siren. Police. So sirens, they also have, they call. But they're Gandharvas and they call, they try to call the sailor to get him off course, so to speak. Yeah, they sing and it's very beautiful. And the sailors go crazy.
What should sailors dream about?
Oh. Well, they sing. Well, what they're dreaming about is to enjoy a siren. So then the sirens sing about enjoying a siren, and then they see them, and then they go crazy, and then their ship goes off course. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Puri, he was wandering on the beach in Puri with Govindadas, and there was some lady in a distance, and she was singing a song in glorification of Jagannath. And it was very Suswaram. Suswaram means very beautiful voice, Suswaram. Or Madhuswaram, we say Madhu. Madhu. Madhuswaram, honey sweet. Or honey voice. Honey throat. Sweet throat. Madhuswaram. So she was singing that, and then he just heard, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Puri is in Radha Bhav. Radha's feeling separation from Brijendra Nandan Krishna, Jagannath Krishna. So, when Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radharani, hearing that she just heard Jagannath, or Krishna, she heard the name of her lover and started running in a direction because Nam Rup Guna Lila. There's no difference between Krishna's name and Krishna, especially for someone like that. When we hear Krishna's name, we fall asleep. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. We're hearing Krishna's name, but we're sleeping. We're not, but imagine if we chant Hare Krishna all of a sudden, boing! And there's some, in front of our face we see some dry ice, there's a bunch of dry ice and smoke, and all of a sudden it clears and Krishna's standing there, smiling. Then it'd be a little harder to fall asleep at least, if we had Sakshat Darshan of Bhagavan Sri Krishna. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this lady chanting the glories of Jagannath, and as soon as he didn't see, it was in a distance, he only heard the Suswaram. As soon as he heard the voice or heard the name of his beloved, then he saw the beloved in the name, Nam Rup. There's no difference in name. He heard, or she, or he, whatever. Mahaprabhu heard the name of Krishna, and then, oh, my Krishna. My Krishna's there. That name means Krishna's there. The name is being chanted there, that means Krishna's there. There's no difference in name and Rup. We started running. I wanted my Krishna, my Krishna, my Krishna. Running, right towards that lady. This lady singer. He's a sannyasi, so sannyasis aren't supposed to run after ladies. So then his servant, Govindadas, he ran behind him and tackled him, like a football tackle, an American football, and grabbed him by the ankles. And then he caught him and restrained him from going to that lady. Then Lord Chaitanya, and he said, Govinda said, that's a lady's voice! That's a Sri Swaram! It's a lady's voice! And he came to by her, what's it called, external consciousness, by her chitta, or whatever it's called. And then when he became aware of himself again, oh, a lady, oh, Govinda, you saved my life. So this is the like a modern day version of Ulysses in Chaitanya Lila. Because the sirens, they're on some island somewhere in the ocean, and then the sailors would go by, and then they get crashed over there, something like that, and get on that island and get finished off by the sirens. So in a similar way. But anyway, these ladies of Braj, they're not sirens. They're Krishna's beloveds. And they're so attached, they felt extremely agitated by their imminent separation from him. So this Evam Bhruvana Viraha, Vira Atura. This Viraha, Viraha means separation. When you say Atura, Atura means extreme, very aggravated or exaggerated, you can say excessive. Separation. So this isn't talking about the mothers. It's not talking about Rohini and Yashoda or Ambika or Kalimba or Datris or nurses. It's not talking about any of the elderly gopis, mothers of the Gwals. But this is talking about the younger gopis, the young married gopis called Brajavadu. Brajavadu. Brajavadu means young married brides, newly married brides. They had other gopa husbands, but every night they would dance in the forest with one beautiful boy with lotus eyes, and long black curly hair, wavy hair, and lotus eyes, and he would play a flute. His name was Murlidhar. They would dance with him, So they were very attached. So seeing that he's leaving, maybe he's going out to in the morning time for Gocharan Leela, or maybe he's even leaving, it's not saying where he's going from, but they're feeling very sad. They're just, whatever the situation is, they're feeling extremely agitated by their imminent separation from him. That means that they're in some public place, which means maybe Nandagram, and Akura has come to take Krishna and Balaram to Mathura, and so everyone's there. Their father is there, mother-in-law is there, father-in-law is there, their so-called husband is there, everyone is there. And then they see, oh, Krishna's about to board the chariot of Akura, and he's about to leave us, imminent separation. Oh, anyway, I don't want everybody's around here. Hey, we go in there, Damodar, Madhav! And then they just yelled, it says they loudly cried out, Suswaram. And so then their husband, imagine if you're at the dinner table, you know, with your wife, and or your, she's in bed, and she, you know, all of a sudden she sits up in the middle of the night, oh, Sunil, Sunil! And then you say, what the hell? Wait a minute, who's that? You know, and your name is, you know, Deepak. And then your wife wakes up in the middle of the night, shouting in a loud voice, Sunil, Sunil! So, excuse me, what kind of dream are you having there? Oh, yeah, it's my younger brother. You know, I was just dreaming he was riding his bicycle and he was flying a kite and he was about to run off the end of the roof. And I was calling him to stop him from falling off the end of the roof. So, the gopis, you can imagine the situation. And now, this is 5,000 years ago when there was something called Laja. And they were, it says, Visrijya Lajam. This is one of those ancient qualities that the women of the ancient times, in prehistoric times, women had this quality called shyness. I read about it in ancient history books. 75,000 years ago in ancient India, there was a quality called shyness, laja. And women actually had this quality. But this quality is no more to be found. This is one of those extinct qualities. So here it says, Visrijya Lajam, Rurudu, that they're crying. Rurudu means krandan. You say krandan. Rurudu means they're crying. And they just threw away their shyness and their embarrassment and any kind of lokik dharma or patni dharma or loka dharma. They didn't care anything about what is. I don't care what the society thinks. I don't care what my mother-in-law thinks, my father-in-law, or anybody. My Krishna is leaving, and I can't bear to stand here and do nothing. Just stand by helplessly and watch this go on. It's too much. I have to do something if I can't. And a lot of them did something. They grabbed the horses. They grabbed the reins of the horses. They grabbed the legs. They started throwing stones at Akura. They took sugar cane. They started beating Akura. There's so much sugar cane and brudge. They don't always chew on it. Sometimes they beat each other with it. Like in Prabhasa Kshetra. The Yadavas, they were fighting with sugar cane. They got drunk and then they turned into like swords. And so sugar cane can get pretty wild. And so they started beating Akura. So here they couldn't repress themselves anymore. Their love was too great. Because when there's too much steam in the pressure cooker, what happens? It whistles, right? So their hearts were on high pressure. Heavy pressure, their hearts were under high pressure, so they had to let off some steam fast. So they let it off by saying, Govinda Damodara Madhaveti, Govinda Damodara Madhaveti, Govinda Damodara Madhaveti, Damodara. It's so funny, they forgot all worldly shame. And I guess any modern lady reads this, she can say, oh yeah, I forgot also. I forgot all shame also. I never had any. I don't know what it is. So this is a very beautiful verse. There's a mani pinjara stam. Pinjara means cage. Like we say, mousetrap is called pinjara or something in Hindi, something like that. What do you call it in Hindi, mousetrap? Yeah, similar. So pinjara means the cage. Stam means situated, money means jewel. And shukam means parrot. There was a parrot was inside the cage. And a gopi, sometimes a gopi, she teaches a parrot to recite the names. Vacha means vacho vachitam. Vacha means speak, words. Ananda Kanda Brajachandra Krishna. She says, please recite Ananda Kanda Brajachandra Brajachandra Krishna 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 Ananda Kanda. What do we say? There's that song about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Kevala
Ananda Kanda. Now this process of chanting and dancing, chanting Krishna's holy name and dancing for the pleasure of the deities and for the pleasure of Krishna, is simply, this process is Kevala Ananda Kanda, simply joyful. Kevala means only. You say, you know that same as Hindi. Kevala Ananda Kanda. This practice is a source of bliss. Ananda Kanda, Brajachandra Krishna. So this is a very interesting activity this gopi is engaged in. You can try to see it now. You have a little, there's a jeweled cage in the corner of your bedroom, and in that jeweled cage there's a beautiful green parrot with a beautiful red beak, and you're sitting there in the chair. Hey Shuk, hey Tota, Suno, Shuniye, listen, I'll speak and you speak, listen. Ananda Kanda. Listen, Ananda Kanda, Ananda Kanda.
Ananda Kanda.
Their tongue is always stuck up in their words. They're kind of like they're lisping or something when parrots speak.
Ananda Kanda, Ananda Kanda, Ananda Kanda.
Brajachandra. So, this of course, there's the external meaning which you can see with your eyes. But the internal meaning you can only see with the eye, your internal eyes. So the internal eyes are the eyes of your heart. So this gopi, she wants this parrot to become her friend. So what is the definition of a friend? What is your definition of a friend? Yes.
Ever well wisher.
So your father is your friend. He always thinks well of you. Any other definitions of a friend?
Someone you trust and share your secrets with.
Someone you trust and share your secrets with. Okay. What are other definitions of a friend? If you have one, maybe you never had one. Think you ever had one?
Lots of them were.
Well, what is the meaning then? What does it mean, friend?
Someone you just love.
You love.
Definition in this Maharaj. Lots of friends and someone whom you love.
Yeah, you love your friends. You love and trust them and you tell them everything. You have fun with them.
Someone who's there in times of adversity.
What about times of non-adversity? You don't need them then. They're only your friend when you need them. When you don't need them, they don't need them. Okay, these are all pretty much correct ideas of what we generally understand to be friend. But in our spiritual circle, we have this definition. We say a friend is someone who reminds us of Krishna. Quite easy. So anyone who takes us away from Krishna, or anyone who puts us in Maya, or makes us forget Krishna, or engages us as material activities, he is our, not only not our friend, but he is our
enemy.
He may be husband or wife, or father or mother, but in regard of this definition, they're not really our friend. We can't deny they're our relative, we can't deny that they love us, we can't deny that we trust them, we can't deny that we love them and they love us, but in terms of this definition, they're not really acting as our friends because they're not reminding us of Krishna. So now, I'm saying that this gopi wants to make friends with this parrot. So she's, of course he's a pet parrot, but she wants to make friends because a friend is someone, as I established a definition, a friend is someone who reminds you of Krishna. So in order for this friend, the friendly parrot, to remind her of Krishna. She has to teach him how to remind her of Krishna. So there's something called Prem Nam. There's something called Mukhya Nam and Gona Nam. Mukhya Nam are primary names and Gona are secondary names, or names describing attributes, attributive names. Secondary names or attributive names, they're called Gona Nam. And Mukhya Nam means, like Mukhya means chief, primary, like your Mukh. Your face is the most important part of your body, your head, your face, your Mukh. Everything goes from there. I mean, that's how you interact with everything. So Mukhya means chief or primary. So Mukhya Nam are names of God or Krishna, which are related to his prem-filled leelas. Prem-filled leelas. The leelas that he performs in Brajadam with his most intimate devotees are known as Prem Nam. Prem Nam and Mukhya Nam. So therefore, names like Govinda, Damodar, Madhav, they're all full of leela, Braj leela, and they're all full of prem, Braja prem. And names describe, and then, so now, what she's done very cleverly, because she doesn't, as I said, Krishna likes indirect glorification more than direct glorification. And also, you have to understand that this parrot is within a cage. It's this pinjara stam, cage like a prison. So this parrot is in a cage, and this gopi is also in a cage. Because the gopi's in a cage of her in-law's house. She's in a cage of her mother-in-law's house and her father-in-law's house. So she's also a captive parrot. And like the parrot wants to fly out of the cage and be free, this gopi wants to fly out of the room and be free to be with Krishna, who is her Ananda Kanda. So therefore, if she has this parrot say too many direct names of Krishna, then that may give away the secret of her love for Krishna. So then she teaches him some Prem Nam, which is full of leela that only she can perceive. So therefore, she gives a very beautiful name by saying, "Oh, parrot, you should say Ananda Kanda." So you read Ananda Kanda's source of bliss. But the greatest bliss is when lovers meet together, confidentially and intimately. So this word, when the parrot says Ananda Kanda, the parrot becomes the best friend of the gopi. Because the best friend is defined as someone who reminds you of Krishna. And if someone reminds you of Krishna in the most intimate setting with Krishna, in your most intimate experiences with Krishna, then he's your best of best friends. Like if someone's a friend and comes up to you and says, "Oh, remember we played soccer, we played cricket together in school? Oh yes, that was nice." So it reminds you of cricket, but doesn't really give you too much happiness. But if someone says, "Oh, remember that night when you, my wife and your wife, we went to this place and we did this and that, and then the external, we can see the external meaning of these words, but then there's an internal meaning." So the gopi was training this parrot. She was training this gopi kandachin mani pinjarastam shukam vacho vachayatam pravitta, teaching this parrot to say these names of Krishna, prem nam of Krishna. And when she would hear this name, then that parrot would act as her greatest friend. Because a friend reminds you of Krishna. And she would not just remind her of Krishna in a general way, but in a very specific way, in a very individual way. Who is that Krishna? No, Krishna is not the cricket player, but Krishna is the source of bliss. And as I mentioned earlier, the greatest bliss comes in intimate setting with husband and wife, or lovers in this case, because they're not married. So the parrot, she'll come in the room, she'll come into her bedroom and the parrot will say, "Ananda Kanda!" And as soon as she hears those words, Ananda Kanda, that phrase, that small song or phrase of the parrot becomes Udipan. Udipan is part of Vibhav. Vibhav is one of the elements of Bhakti Ras or of Madhura Ras. And then then following that comes Anubhav, then there's Vyavachari Bhav, Sattvic Bhav, and these all combine together, you know, to create this taste of Ras, Bhakti Ras, within the Staiva. So then she thinks, "Oh yes, Krishna is a source of bliss. And last night, I was dancing with Krishna, and then went in the Kunj, Krishna really is a source of bliss." So she would recall all her fond memories and intimate pastimes. And then Brajachandra means the moon of Braj. Oh, that's nice. But what does that mean? What does that mean to the gopis when she hears the word Brajachandra? You see, if you live by the beach side, you can live by any beachside. When the moon, full moon rises in the east or over the ocean, then what happens is that moon agitates the ocean. So the ocean gets bigger waves. There's higher high tides. When the ocean comes in tides, the waves come up here and there's low tide, the ocean goes out further if you live by the beach. And high tide, it comes up here like this. It comes to a further mark. So you always see the boatmen in Puri, they move their boats way up. So even when the high tide comes, you see the boats way up on the beach. That means the high tide almost comes that far. And then, so when the full moon is there, the attraction, the pull of the full moon, the gravitational attraction is much greater during full moon. So it pulls the water. So the waves go up bigger and the tide rises more. So this Braja Chandra, he says the full moon of Braj. This means that the gopis' hearts are like oceans. Their ocean, the ocean of Staibhav, Staibhav Samudra. The Staibhav is their permanent loving feeling towards Krishna. It is just always like an ocean in their heart. And when the full moon rises over the ocean, in other words, at night, the moon rises at night. So when the gopis go out for rasa dance and they see Krishna at the rasa stali, that full moon of Braj, that Braja Chandra, they see him in all his beauty, all his resplendent beauty, and his beautiful smile and his vamshi and or his murali pressed to his lips. That full moon of Krishna agitates the ocean of their heart, and it starts the tide, their tide of love, the tide of love, their staiva, their madhura rati, their conjugal love rises, and it rises to highest point of highest high tide, and huge waves start swirling in their heart when they see Braja Chandra. So this, the parrot is simply saying Braja Chandra, and externally we're saying Braja Chandra, Chandra, moon, Braj, Vrindavan, the moon of Vrindavan. And that's all it means. But from the gopi's viewpoint, when she hears this, then she immediately, her heart and mind, they fly to the Rasastali. They fly to the Maharas dance. And seeing that beautiful sight of Krishna underneath the Kadamba tree on the banks of the Yamuna under the full moon night at Keshigat. And it's an unforgettable scene. And it stimulates her heart to no end. And their heart, which is compared to an ocean, starts swirling and rising in different waves and whirlpools of ecstatic feelings and symptoms. Sri Vrindavan Chandra Ki, Sri Krishna Chandra Ki, Sri Gaura Chandra Ki. Now try to check this out. Now we're hearing about Vatsalya Rati, or the motherly love. Sometimes we're hearing about Madhura Rati. This is all Braj Bhakti, or not all of it, but the last few verses. And then we hear about Braj Bhakti or Braja Ras in Madhura Ras, conjugal love. Now we hear Sakhi Ras, friendly love, Shishubhav, Sakhyabhav. Lotus-eyed Krishna was tying the shika of a coward boy to the tail of a calf. Ocha. Govatsa Bale, Shishukaka Paksham, Bandhanatam Amboja Dalaya Taksham. This Dalaya Taksham. Amboja means lotus, and Aksha means eye. Uvacha Mata Chibukam Grihitva. His mother lifted his chin. Chibukam Grihitva. She lifted his chin and said, Damodar, what are you doing? Come on, you puggle. You can't do that to your friend. He tie his sika to the cow and the calf's going to fly off and drag. He's going to be going down the street like this, right? Backward. He's going to be dragged backwards, you know, like lying on his back or maybe, you know. Unbelievable. Just try, I mean. And this, now you have to think. Now, who wrote this song? Now, did he have eyes?
No.
You sure?
Yes.
He blinded himself.
No, he had very good eyes. He had Leela Lochan. He's seeing all this Braj Leela. He's seeing all that. How can you write about? You can't desire what you never heard about. Can you desire something you never heard about? That's why we have to read about Krishna. You can't develop a desire for Krishna unless you have knowledge about Krishna. So how can he write about these leelas if he doesn't see them? Can you write about something you've never seen? Okay, now Ravindra, you take out a piece of paper, you write an essay about something you've never seen. How much can you write? Kaveri, you're a big student. Write about what you've never seen. You can't. You can write about what you heard. You can say, I haven't seen this, but I heard about it. You can do that. But this is all drishti. This is all antar drishti. There's bahir drishti and antar drishti. Bahir drishti is useless. Bahir drishti is useless. Better everyone's blind. People's eyes are only getting them in maya. They're only looking at all useless things, and by seeing all these things, they're desiring more useless things. With the eyes you see television, and you see advertisement, and you see newspapers and magazines, and they're full of advertisements. And then when you see and hear these things, especially see, then you develop material desires. So your eyes are a source of maya. The eyes should only be engaged in seeing Krishna. And Krishna's Leela and Krishna's devotees. So Bill Mangala has very good eyes. Very good eyesight. He has 20/20 vision. 200/200. 1000x. 1000 power. 10,000x vision. Right? Doesn't need any specs. We have specs, but we can't see Krishna. But what a beautiful Leela. Where is this? This is in his antardrishti. This is in his heart. This Leela is playing in his heart because he's pure. He's chanting Shudanam. When you chant Shudanam, Leelas come and play. You don't play with Krishna. Krishna plays with you. Krishna comes in your heart and says, oh, this is a nice place. Like sometimes lovers, they go in the forest. They walk in the forest and they look for a nice place. First they're walking, oh, there's so many children playing over here. This is not a nice place. And they go deeper in the forest. Oh, this is very nice. And look for, oh, this is very nice. Let's sit here. They look for some secluded place to be together. So similarly, Krishna is looking for some secluded place. Ridaya Gufa. The cave of the heart, right? Ridaya Kandara, they say. Ridaya Kandara means the cave. Kandara means cave. The cave of the heart. Well, what kind of... Mostly caves are full of spiders. Caves are full of spiders. What do you call it? Scorpions. Brishchik and sarp. Caves, dark caves are full of spiders and scorpions. So our hearts are also like a cave. But wow, I don't think anybody want to go inside that heart. So many scorpions there. Tong! Scorpions are like the tendency to offend others. That's like a scorpion. Scorpion's always carrying around his tail like this. His tail's like all wound up. It's like pulled back, like you pull a slingshot back. When it's back like that, all you have to do is let go. And boing, and then it shoots. Because you have it already pulled back. But if it's not pulled back, then you can't shoot so fast. But it's ready to go. And just let go of the marble. Boing, and shoot. So the scorpion has pulled his tail back. He's ready to sting. So a lot of us have hearts like scorpions. We're ready to sting. We're ready to poing, tong. Hey, you stupid. You know, you look stupid. You talk stupid. And I'm ready to make offense. So the cave of his heart, Bill Vanga's heart, his heart cave, was so pure and so clean that Krishna said, yes, I want to come there. I want to come and play in this heart. I want to enter deep into this cave and have my leelas there. This is a suitable place for me to have my leelas, to unfold and reveal my pastimes with the gopas, with the gopis, with my mothers, with my friends. So then all these pastimes he's seeing in the cave of his heart. So he's able to write such deep pastimes, such sweet pastimes, such humorous pastimes. That last pastime in verse 29, that's called Hasya Ras. The primary ras, the Stai Bhav, is Sakirati. But then the Gonarati, secondary ras, there's seven secondary rasas. Adbhuta Ras, Hasya Ras, Adbhuta Ras, Bayanaka Ras, Vira Ras, wonder and chivalry and fear. And bibhatsa, disgust, and there are seven different secondary rasas. So the primary rasa is staiva, sakirat, rati, friendship, friendly love. But then there's secondary rasas that rise. So there's hasya rasa and madhurya rasa, there's hasya rasa and there's humor in children and parents, there's humor amongst lovers, there's humor among friends, humor, comedy, fun. It's called hasya. Hasya means smile, hasitam. Hasitam madaram, leelam madaram, right? Hasitam madaram is a madarasticum by Vallabhacharya. You must have heard. Madaradipatera kilam maduram, madaradipatera kilam maduram. Lila Madura, Jamuna Madura, Smita Madura. Your smile is sweet, your Yamuna is sweet, your Venu is sweet, and Hasitam, Hasitam Maduram. Your laughing is sweet, Hasitam. Your smile, Smita means smile also, but Hasitam, your laughter is sweet. Shristi, Shristi, Shristi Maduram, your creation is sweet. Everything is sweet about the Lord of sweetness. Madu, Madhuradipater Akilam Maduram. Madhuradipater Akilam Maduram. So these last one was a mixture, there's different rasas. The main ras, the staibhav is the main ras. Friendship. And then there's seven rasas mixing up in that. Amazement. I see a big snake agasura, then that's vibhatsa ras, amazement, ghastliness.